The live Miss Survivor Results Show is made possible in part when our listeners use our links for Amazon.com. Find the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob Has a Podcast when you start your Amazon experience with our link robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Coming to you live from the studios of Rob Has a Podcast. It is the night you've all been waiting for. It is the Miss Survivor Results Show, everybody. And wow, what a surprise. What a treat we have for you guys. I'm Rob Cesternino. Of course, you know Nicole Cesternino, and you know this person as well.
Woo!
It is, here she is. It's the reigning Miss Survivor. You know her best as Miss Survivor 2012. She also won Survivor and is a two-time Survivor finalist and is also the new host of Survivor Live on the Sprint After Show. What do we call that?
We're calling it the Survivor After Show, sponsored by Sprint.
Sponsored by Sprint. Yes. Here she is, Parvati Shallow. Parvati, welcome.
Big round of applause.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, thanks so much for coming here for the Miss Survivor Finals.
I wouldn't miss it. I have been biting my nails and holding my breath for this moment. It's been a very long year.
Yes.
I can barely even contain myself.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for coming up here. This is going to be a lot of fun tonight. We've got a lot of surprises starting with you, and we're going to get down. We've had a very hectic campaign.
I heard there was
some drama.
There was drama. This year's Miss Survivor had it all. You guys played very nice.
There was a little drama last year.
In 2012, but this year has been the most dramatic, most crazy Miss Survivor of all time.
But that's what we like. That's what we want. That's what we want from our.
Well, you want a competitive group of girls.
It
which
was
you're
very competitive.
Gonna get from Survivor.
Yes.
So I'm excited about this.
Yeah. So in this show here, we're gonna talk with Parvati for a little bit, see what she thought about the campaign, and we're gonna talk a little bit about our finalists. Then we're gonna bring in our official vote counter, Kurt Clark,
who may or may not be drunk.
that's up to you guys to
we're
decide.
Not sure.
We're gonna have a vote on that as well. Okay.
It is Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's up to you guys. Easy, Nicole. Nobody has any beads on this show.
Hey-o.
All right.
I will be taking some beads.
No beads. All right. So then we're going. Yeah, this is gonna be a long show. So then we're also going to check in. We're gonna check in with some interviews with some people. We're gonna get down to the final two. It's gonna be a lot going on here, and we are live, of course. You can join the chat room live if you're watching this on Tuesday night. Go to MissSurvivor.com. That's the direct link to the show page on Rob Has a Website. So we are live. We can take comments from people. We're all set to go.
Do we know how many people are watching live right now?
I could tell you.
It looks like people want to see Kim win.
Yeah, pretty about 6 million people.
6 million people.
6 million people.
Wow.
Are
watching.
That might be a record.
Watching live.
I think more people are watching this than actually tune into Survivor itself.
Or the State of the Union.
Or the State of the Union, right.
Barack who?
We may get some spillover after State of the Union wraps up here tonight.
Rob for president?
Yes. All right. So let's talk about this, Parvati. We have three finalists. Of course, let me name them real quick. In alphabetical order, Chelsea Meisner, Kim Spradlin, R.C. St. Amour. It all comes down to this. We've had a very hard-fought campaign. What have you seen that you've liked out of these competitors?
I think they're all absolutely beautiful women who have put in a good showing on Survivor itself. For me personally, I would like to see Kim take it. I don't know if I'm supposed to be endorsing anyone, but I really appreciated her style of play in the game. And as far as her campaign on Survivor, I thought she kept it pretty clean.
Yes.
And went based on her own merit.
Yes.
So I like to see a woman who's not afraid of competition, who can embrace competition and know that she's the best. And yeah, that's what I would like to see take home the crown. Can we get a shot of the crown?
Can you, oh, I'm sorry. There's so much going on here. We have so much here for the winner of Miss Survivor.
Did we lose the crown? Where is it?
No. Now in 2012, Parvati, what did you get? You got a Burger King crown, and what did we get you? An e-card? Is that pretty much it?
Nicole showed up at ESP right after I was done teaching yoga, so I was sweaty.
Yes.
My hair hadn't been washed. I was pretty grubby. And she gave me a homemade sash that she bedazzled herself.
Still had like the frills on it from cutting.
Yeah, there was a lot of heart and soul put into
really
that sash.
I put a lot of work into that sash.
Yeah, and the crown, it could have been a Burger King crown.
It definitely was.
We've got a lot of swag for this year's Miss Survivor. I don't even have it all right here. Hold on. So let me grab some of this stuff. Hold on.
So we get to take over the show while you're gone?
Yeah. This is what happens when it's rough. You don't want to be the first year winner. You always want to be the second or the third. Mm-hmm. Because people have
as
time to get it together.
Yeah.
As we get more funding for the Miss Survivor pageant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm
we
sure.
We have buttons this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We do have Miss Survivor buttons.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Which are fun because you have a direct line to Picard when you do this.
I don't know who that is.
It does not important. Let's just pretend I didn't say that.
Let's pretend. Please.
Okay. So let's start off with what we have here. Here we go.
We're at a beauty pageant, Rob.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We have here. Of course, we showed it during the debates. Here is the 2013 Miss Survivor sash.
Wow, this is so classy.
Yes, this is real.
We had it professionally made.
This is legit, Parv.
Can I wear this right now?
Yes, you can.
You should wear it.
You can?
You are the reigning Miss Survivor.
As
the OG Miss Survivor.
She's just a
and
girl,
it's upside down,
she's
silly
on
goose.
Fire.
I think that's how it's supposed to go. Yeah, and then there's a snap. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't tell Miss Survivor that she's wearing the sash wrong.
I mean, I know how to wear my sash.
Okay.
It's one of my royal duties.
In addition to the Miss Survivor sash, the winner of Miss Survivor will also get an 8x10 of sash.
Oh, hello.
Okay. We've added this to the prize package.
Ooh, so I love it.
Here's an 8x10 of sash from Survivor Nicaragua.
Do you have a man with a little chest hair?
Yes. Yes. So we'll
not enough where you can braid it, though.
Yes. So maybe we should just keep sash.
I think we should keep it there.
Looking over us as we
like an angel on our shoulder.
I would appreciate that.
As we go along here tonight.
So is Sash, like, is he the mentor for the new girl?
No, yeah. his name is just Sash.
Well, you're the mentor for the new girl. He is the
mentor. Whatever. Are you kidding? When Miss Survivor is done, she steps down and the new girl takes over.
What?
She better be good.
Yeah, she better be good.
Because I'm not going to be here for you every step of the way, sweetheart.
Yeah, you're not going to be holding her hand all year long. She needs to rise to the occasion. And then finally, we have not a crown, but a
this
Miss Survivor Tundra tiara. Can we get a close
beautiful.
Up on this?
Can we get a close up on this? Oh, Rob will get up and move it into the closet.
Yes, the camera doesn't move.
There's no cameraman.
Yes, here it is. The diamond-studded Miss Survivor Tundra hat, courtesy of our friends over at Tundra Gear.
And even if you open it...
Yes, whoa.
Sorry.
I love the rhinestones. Oh. That's such intricate detail.
I did it myself.
Or are those diamonds?
And I forgot, if I don't talk into the microphone, you can't hear me. But... So, yes, courtesy of our friends at Tundra Gear, if you'd like to get your own Tundra hat this winter, it's very cold out still.
It's very cold.
Go to robhasatundrahat.com. use our coupon code, RobHasACoupon, save 25% on your very own Tundra hat from our friends at Tundra Gear. Harvey, would you like to don the Miss Survivor Tundra tiara for a moment?
I'm
going
to have to put it on over my headphones.
Oh, just for a second. And Nicole
just
did that.
Model.
We have to give so much credit.
My head feels warm.
Yes.
You look warm.
You'll burn up. Don't keep it on for too long. You'll be sweating.
Are these blood diamonds?
They are blood diamonds. Yes.
Are those cruelty-free diamonds?
They better be.
That's how we roll
Only
here.
The best for Miss Survivor.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
That looks good on you.
Thanks. I love the
Very
pink.
Good. Yes.
Nice shade.
You pulled this off well, like you're a Miss Survivor. All right,
if the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits. All right.
If you're wearing shoes.
Here we go.
Really.
So let's bring in Kurt Clark now to tell us a little bit about the voting and how it all went down. Here he is, Kurt Clark.
If he's not too wasted.
Woo, Kurt. We couldn't have done it without you, Kurt.
Okay. Hey, guys.
Here he is. Welcome, Kurt Clark. Thank you for all of your hard work, sir.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to count.
Yeah.
Well, we need you, Kurt. We couldn't have done this without you.
Well, thank you so much.
Big props.
Yes. Okay. So Kurt has been tallying all the votes. The voting was open from Thursday of last week till Sunday. So it was 4 days of voting. We exceeded the number of total votes cast from Miss Survivor 2012 by about 50%.
Wow.
So
way to come out and support, guys.
Yes. Over 6,600 legitimate votes were cast for Miss Survivor 2013. As always, you know, you can expect like on Survivor and in all things, you know, there is, you know,
anything Survivor related,
some voting tampering.
People will always try to, you know, some fans get overzealous.
They're very enthusiastic.
Kurt, tell us a little bit about the verification process you did to secure the results here tonight.
Without going into too many boring details, basically what I was looking for was multiple votes from the same computer slash or the same IP address, all within a certain period of time. And so if there are instances where there were like 20 votes coming from the same computer within a course of, say, a half hour, 40 votes, 60 votes, 80 votes, that started to look a little bit suspicious. So there was a cleaning process that happened. And to be fair, this sort of evidence happened across all the candidates. This was not just isolated to one candidate. And also, just to let you know, before and after the quote-unquote scrubbing process, the results weren't different.
Okay, great.
So it didn't change anything. And just a note to people in the future, don't waste your time trying to cheat the system. Don't waste my time. Just play a clean game. Because it's like the third or fourth time now that after cleaning, it didn't really impact the vote.
Yes. Okay. Good. And again, across all candidates, we don't think any of the finalists had any nefarious. There was no master plan. Fans get excited. They want to support their candidate, just like last year in the first round where we had a similar incident with somebody overly supporting Sugar, and we talked about this, and then Sugar got mad at me. Nobody get mad at me.
Well, it's a prestigious honor being Miss Survivor,
And it has to be legit.
Yeah, and the fans need to have their voices heard.
Yep.
So I, for one, am very excited that this is legit and that the fans have really voted and come out and supported their choice. And we're going to find out who it's going to be.
Spoken like a real Miss Survivor.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the three different strategies that our finalists took here over the last couple of days.
Very different strategies.
If it's not clear already, Nicole, Parvati, myself, we don't know who won. We have no idea who the winner is. Only Kurt knows that I swear on, may I never be able to use my genitals for anything besides elimination.
Watch it, buddy.
Ever again, if I know who the winner is.
Yes. What's happening here?
He always swears on his genitals.
Nicole made me swear on my genitals last time, to be fair. So.
I did, yes.
Yeah. Well, so we don't know what you're doing with your genitals over there, Kurt. I hope you keep your hands out of your pants during this show.
Yes. By the way, if you want to send us a comment live for us to read on the air, you could use the hashtag.
I thought you were going to say send us your genitals.
If you want to send us your genitals, please don't. Please reconsider. Don't do that.
Put them on ice.
I don't want any warm genitals in the mail.
Yeah. Although then there's shrinkage.
They
would be more impressive if you didn't put them on ice.
It's a delicacy in China.
There you go. And you went around the world for free. So
I did.
you would know. All right. So if you want to send us a live tweet for us to read on the air, you can just hashtag RHAP. We can see them live. Just to show you an example of what that looks like. Here's from a future survivor who tweeted us. Rob wore a tie during Miss Survivor last year. Why isn't Rob wearing a tie this year? So getting called out a little bit for that.
He is showing some chest hair.
Yeah, I could see a few little sprigs. He's trying to compete with Sash over here.
I'm trying to compete with Sash.
For the ladies' attention.
I don't know. I feel like that would have been too formal to wear a tie.
Yeah, so he unbuttoned a button.
Yeah.
Keeping it cash.
Yeah. Keeping it cash. That's right.
Sexy cash.
You know, when you go to the Survivor finale, they tell you not to wear a tie. They don't want you to wear like a suit and a tie.
They just tell you not to wear a tie?
Yeah, they want you're going to like a fun party, not like a meeting.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
You don't want to look like a big dork.
Then some people want to go over the top and they wear a suit and tie anyway because that's what they want to do.
Sometimes that's good. And sometimes it comes across as you're trying too hard.
Or you're being douchey.
Right. And Rob just doesn't try too hard.
He doesn't have to try.
Yeah.
He really doesn't even try.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the campaigns. As I see, we're getting a lot of tweets coming in. All right, so let's the three campaigns. So let's start out with Kim, who probably led the quietest campaign of the three,
but very strategic.
Strategic.
It was very strategic.
Yes. How so?
Because she didn't actually actively campaign on Twitter. She campaigned on the website.
Well, Kim was the only one of the three finalists mm-hmm. who was engaged in an active discourse.
She interacted
with the commenters mm-hmm. on robhasawebsite.com.
Ah, yes, smart
she,
lady.
Very smart.
So
very smart.
Instead of blasting out on Twitter, who she barely has a Twitter, and there's actually some question to see if it's actually the
which
real
is
Kim
the real
on Twitter.
Yeah.
There's actually two Kims on Twitter. Uh-huh. Rob's taboo buzzer is all over this
Did
case.
We ever find out which was the real one?
Yes. I think Spradlin Kim, the one that says Spradlin first, I believe is the real Kim.
So Kim Spradlin is the fake Spradlin.
I believe so, but we could be totally screwing this up.
We'll find out.
But she...
this thing is pinching my brain cells.
Oh, take that. It's already getting hot in here.
We need all your brain cells.
It's for outside. Hopefully none of the warm weather.
All right, we're going to save this for the queen.
Yes, for the new Miss Survivor.
Holy moly.
Anyway, so, but Kim worked one-on-one and was like the politician. Instead of giving big speeches, she was going door-to-door.
Yeah.
Shaking hands, kissing babies.
Oh, she's old school. Old school politician.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A little FDR action.
Meanwhile.
A real
is
FDR,
that what FDR
yes.
was doing?
FDR wheeled his wheelchair door-to-door.
Yeah, I don't think he was...
Door-to-door.
That would be very difficult. Just they had
up the ramp, down the ramp.
A lot of people didn't have wheelchair-accessible homes.
That's why they instated all the rules.
Oh, is that what they did?
Oh, history lesson. That is a real Miss Survivor.
That's a real Miss Survivor.
Guys, I'm full of trivial information.
Yeah. So then we had number two, behind door number two, we had Chelsea, mm-hmm. who had a very aggressive campaign filled with
celebrity endorsements
up the wazoo. Mm-hmm. And let me see if I can.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, let's take a look.
Yeah. So let me see if I can bring
who
up.
Who knew Chelsea was so popular?
She's very popular.
She is a hot little ticket.
She's hot. She's got jugs.
She's got jugs for days.
Yes.
Is that what it comes down to?
That's what everything comes down to.
Yeah. So I want to make sure I have all of the athletes correct. Well, let's start with the one that I know the best, NFL star running back of the Buffalo Bills, CJ Spiller. This week, tweeted that for his make sure I have these correct. I don't want to misquote CJ Spiller. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So here, if you guys can fill a couple seconds while I type here.
Oh, okay. Rob is doing some very official business. So we're gonna. Talk
anytime
about
you want dead air,
else.
Ask.
I am the worst. Like he puts me on the spot, and I'm like,
Nicole's like frozen, like a deer in the headlights.
Okay, all right, here we go. So let's.
I still get crap from his family about it.
Okay. It's cold in here.
I'm on camera.
So a lot of professional athletes for Chelsea Meisner. Let's start with CJ Spiller, who tweeted on Friday, Clemson Nation, I need y'all to go vote for @ChelseaMeisner at this link, robhasawebsite.com. She is a Clemson product and we got to support.
Get it, girl.
Oh,
okay.
Who is this?
That's a running back CJ Spiller, mm-hmm. who as the only other man here, Kirk, can you confirm a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, it's big deal in terms of number of followers and if you're looking at pure reach, but I think you kind of have to also look at what's the potential conversion factor of those followers
right.
to actually getting them to vote for the Survivor poll.
But I bet most of his followers are men who see a hot chick, they click on it, and they say, yeah, I'm voting for her.
Mm. Yeah, but they may look at the picture, but did they go and vote mm-hmm. is going to be the
yeah.
question.
Yeah, see, the thing is with my campaign, when I... really bumped it up a notch. I tweeted out to my friends in the pageant world.
Which we were talking about, that was a great strategy.
Yeah, because when you get Shayna Mokler involved, Tara Conner, Alyssa Campanella, those girls are the number one girls in the pageant industry, and their fans will vote.
Because they're in the pageant world.
Because they're in the pageant world. Mm-hmm. They know it. They're used to it. They, you know, they will do.
They're into it.
Yeah, they love it.
By the way, Brian Lynch, Parvati looks stunning in a tundra hat.
Brian, aww. You're so sweet.
Very nice.
Too bad I have to give it away to someone else.
FYI. All right, so then,
she's going to run out the door with it.
Couple of other celebrity endorsements for Chelsea Meisner. PGA golfer Ricky Fowler with over 600,000. Oh, I'm sorry. I have misnumbered. Wrong number there.
What? Where
over, am I? Over 400,000 Twitter followers for at Ricky Fowler PGA. He plays golf for a living. He says, Miss Survivor 2013, vote for at Chelsea Meisner. I did. Also, okay. Yeah,
if you did.
Also, oh. Chelsea had some bachelor people. She also had we also had a baseball player, Michael Cohn. So Chelsea had
very popular,
had some big deals.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, that is impressive. Way to go, Chelsea.
So far, two completely different campaigns. I love it.
Okay, mm-hmm. Then third and not least. We have the RC campaign, which was by far the most grassroots movement of the three.
Right.
Hold on. Austin Trump.
What do we got here?
Is this like the Grammys?
A little interruption.
Sorry about that.
What just happened?
Who's that guy?
Yeah, that's one of our interns that's helping out with the show. He's not supposed to be on camera. But he's here. He's excited.
He's laughing.
Yeah, wardrobe malfunction.
He's laughing. Yes, we're live. Anything could happen. All right. So the RC campaign, also a grassroots movement. Then RC also, with the help of Russell Hance,
yes,
who was very involved in the campaign along the way. Also a baseball player. We had some Olympic athletes, which
for RC.
Yes. Well, yes.
Big so, time.
Yeah. Yes. Do you know that Kurt, you're in Chicago. Who is the guy on the Cubs that said to tweet for RC?
You're really putting me in a difficult position, Rob.
Kurt, just make somebody up quick.
Yeah, we won't know the difference. Yeah.
was that Sammy Sosa?
It was Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth campaigning for RC.
Babe Ruth has a lot of Twitter
followers. Do you guys have Ian Stewart? Ian Stewart.
That's how good she is.
Thank you, Tim Lamaster, in the chat room.
Unreal. Yes.
Nolan Mantle?
Nolan Ryan,
no,
really.
Ian Stewart, right. Yeah, so
Oscar Mayer.
A great job by the RC campaign. So
she's got wieners and dead guys.
She's got wieners voting for her. Wowzer.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes. So then I'm texting our next guest. Okay. I'm telling our next guest.
I get in trouble all the time for using my
our next God. Guest to be ready. Get don't call me out on stuff. If people are watching the show, they don't even know. Okay. All right. So now that we know everything, Kurt, I think it's
how
time.
How long are we going to drag this out before we find out who's?
Well, that's all we do.
That's
here,
we're like we're really on Seacrest. We are worse than Ryan.
We've been dragging this out for a month. All right, Kurt.
Come on,
this is right, small potatoes.
You guys want to hear who our second runner up? Are we ready to knock somebody out of the competition?
Let's knock
second
out.
Runner up.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Drum roll, please. Let's,
yeah.
Well, let me set this up a little bit. This is a female.
Okay.
Oh, good. When that narrows it down.
Oh, wait, hold on. We have RC is here.
What?
Is it time?
RC in the house?
Yes, RC, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, RC, have you been watching?
I'm sorry, I haven't. I just got back to my apartment. Very important. Every Tuesday is my bar trivia team. So I had to secure a win there before I came here to secure my Miss Survivor win.
Okay, well, RC, so we are just in time that Kurt is about to tell us the third place finisher, the second runner up. So either you're going to be eliminated right now, or you're going to move on to the final two. So you'll be here for this.
So this
live.
Is a big moment. This is a very exciting.
Oh
moment.
No! Okay, well, glad I got that on time.
Deep breath.
All right. are you feeling confident?
She just said she was going to secure
them. I feel confident because I think that my fans really came through, but I'm feeling confident to move on to one and two.
All right, take it away, Kurt Clark.
I like a confident woman.
As I was saying, this is a female. This person made it to the merge. This person has an R and an S and an N in their last name. This person got 20% of the popular vote. In third place, second runner-up, Kim Spradlin.
Oh! A Miss Survivor shocker!
Did not see this coming. Did not see this coming.
Wow.
Absolutely stunned.
Wow.
Yes.
A Miss Survivor picked by many to be the favorite.
Picked by Parvati.
Wow.
Picked by Parvati to be the Miss Survivor. or her under the radar campaign, a bit too under the radar.
A bit too quiet, Kim.
Yes. Sorry to say.
I am stunned.
Well, this means RC's still in the running.
You're still in the game.
Yes.
Thank God.
the chat room is really going nuts. Nobody can believe this. Twitter is on fire right now. People cannot believe this.
Wowzer.
Yes. Wow.
Speechless.
A real upset. RC, give us the reaction.
I'm actually pretty surprised too. When I first met Kim, which was on the interview debate portion, I was definitely overwhelmed by her charm and her diplomatic abilities. So I completely understood how she won the game by just having that debate with her. So I was pretty shocked that she only got third place in this contest as well.
Maybe she would make a good Secretary of State.
I think so. I do.
She's charming and diplomatic.
Yes.
Is the Secretary of State also second in line for the presidency if the president and vice president go down?
I think Kim would make a good president.
Absolutely. I'd vote for her. We'd have to get some Twitter fans.
Yeah, she'd be very good. Oh, wait. And now here she is, the second runner-up. Kim, what happened?
Is she wearing her Tender Gear hat?
Kim, are you talking?
Let's get her.
What the hell?
WTF, right?
WTF, Parv?
Kim, I had your back, girl.
I know. I really appreciate that. That means everything to me.
I thought you were going to own it. I really did.
I know. My whole let the people, you know, the power in the hands of people.
You got to get some famous athletes behind you.
I have my own Tundra hat, so I'm okay.
And it has a shining star on it.
We can bedazzle it if you'd like.
I probably will. Now I'm going to have to.
Kim, what went wrong?
Oh, I wish I knew. If only I could go back, you know? 2 weeks ago. I would do everything differently.
Rewind the clock.
Oh, hindsight is 2020.
I think I didn't try hard enough. And I think, you know, Chelsea Meisner, going strong.
Yes.
Sorry, RC.
So now you have come out to endorse Chelsea.
Yeah, just in time.
Okay. All right.
Well, she got beat by you once. It seems this time she wasn't going to go down without a fight.
Agreed. Yeah, no, she went for it. Balls to the wall for the campaign.
Yes, she did.
Yes. Okay. So,
she's cute.
Kim, was your downfall that you did not get the Russell Hantz support?
Yes, definitely. Oh. No, I think my downfall was just I didn't get anyone's support, really. It sounds like I got no support, like 20%.
You got Rob's taboo buzzer.
Yes, Rob's taboo buzzer was very much in your corner.
Rob, you rock. Thank you.
No, not my Rob's taboo buzzer on Twitter.
Oh, so that means nothing. Yeah, I did have that.
He's not going to like that.
Oh, he's going to cry.
I know what that is, but it's popping up on my phone every 5 minutes. So,
yeah. All right. Well, Kim, thank you so much for participating in Miss Survivor.
Yes, and we're sad to see you go.
Kim, you...
It was fun. I'll be back.
You were top three Miss Survivor. That's nothing to sneeze at.
And if RC and Chelsea go down, you're going to have some big shoes to fill.
You're second in line for the Tundra hat.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to keep preparing. I'm not going to give up. You know, I'll be ready.
I have a feeling we'll see you again soon, so I'm not worried about this at all.
And Kim, you have been lucky in love. You're soon to be a newlywed.
Are you getting married in Mexico? Did I hear that?
I have no complaints. Are you all as well?
Is she or not?
I don't know.
Can I talk a little bit out of school here? Permission to speak out of school?
Absolutely.
By the way, I got a phone call this week from a male survivor.
Oh, yes.
Who was very disappointed to hear Kim is getting stolen away.
He was going to stand up at the wedding when the guy said, "Does anybody disagree to this?"
I won't tell him when it is.
Oh, wow. I've only seen that in The Sweetest Thing.
My fiancé wants to know who it is. He's sitting next to
me. I'm not going to say.
I don't think that should be revealed.
I don't know if your fiancé is ill-tempered, Kim.
He is. He's well-tempered. Okay, we won't ask you to reveal. But maybe later you can text me.
All right.
Bye, y'all. Good luck, Archie.
All right.
I don't like him.
All right.
We'll miss you.
Right. She is so sweet.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. I could sense a little disappointment.
Yes. I wish you would have just fought a little harder.
Well, she tried a different strategy, and sometimes when you try something different, it backfires.
But you have to try something new.
Yes.
Okay. It seems getting the athlete's endorsement really works.
Yes.
Note to next year's
Note
ladies.
Note to self, yeah.
Well, apparently, Kurt, it seems as though getting the support, the endorsement of some professional athletes seems to be the way to go.
Very well could be. I mean, it worked for the top two, so.
Yeah. Great. Good, Kurt. Okay. Nice contribution.
And this is where it begins.
Yeah.
Yikes.
All right. So it does begin there. So the chat room.
I don't have to be nice anymore. My reign is
no,
over.
No, you're done.
Kurt, is that your cleaning lady that I hear?
Yeah. That is the vacuum cleaner
really,
of
Kurt,
love.
Let's get this together.
This is hogwash.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to get some reaction here from
yes.
Twitter?
Let's see.
Yeah,
what Twitter
let's get some
is,
reaction
Twitter
from the fans.
All right.
So we're going to Twitter.
Yes, this okay. is from KF and Dog wants to know: Spradlin Kim finishes third in Miss Survivor. When did Allison Grodner take over RHAP? That's a little inside baseball.
I don't know who that is.
Big Brother.
Yes.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yes. Okay. Stargirl126 says
126.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Parvati. So much for Rob has a Kim unhappy face. RHAP.
Oh, we have some disappointed fans.
Yes.
Kim has a lot of fans.
But RC is loving it.
Well, she's still in it, of
I
course.
Can tell.
She's loving it. She's loving it. Yeah.
I'm glad I'm still in it. Exactly.
Yes.
Are we going to read one more?
Let's do one more. Bring it on the screen.
Brian Lynch wants to know, the story here could be, did Chelsea's shotgunning of the beer win her the title of Soul Survivor? And what is the lesson for the kids?
That
to
wasn't
drink
a beer. It was apple juice.
To drink the beer. Okay.
That right. was pretty awesome to shotgun the beer. Did you see that?
I didn't see it. I missed it.
Yes.
Was
it live?
Interview? Yes, it was live.
Yes.
No wonder she has all this athlete behind
yes.
her.
Yes. Girl so
she's no girly girl.
Yes, absolutely not. So, all right, let's. I don't even know where to go. We did have another interview scheduled for this hour here of Miss Survivor.
Is our interview no longer coming?
Well, I don't know. We're having a hard time.
Some technical difficulties.
And I was not expecting to have RC with us also.
Okay.
So we're trying to piece it all together.
We're happy to have you, RC.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. All right.
No, so, we are absolutely happy to have RC.
We're very happy,
yes.
But we're flying
he's
by the
He's a little
seat.
Distracted by not having the other guest that he was prepared to have, so he's just a little...
Yeah, we're throwing
Rob up. Doesn't like his yeah. plans to get chinks.
He's a little frazzled.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Parvati...
I really like that sash that you're wearing, Parvati.
Thank you. It's very official. The budget has increased. We have some official embroidered Miss Survivor and 2013.
Professionally made.
So
yes.
This one, the winner actually gets to keep and hang on their wall forever.
Or wear forever, every
or
day
give
of their
to their
lives.
Grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kathy Sleckman from Micronesia, she had a shadow box. And she would always tell us about the things that she would put in her shadow box. She was the one who, I think she quit. Actually.
Was she the one, yeah, she quit.
She was the one who quit.
First?
Yeah, but she loved to
was
pick
it,
up
she
trinkets.
Like sing? Was she like singing in the ocean at some point?
She said she was going to chop her hand off.
Oh my God.
Things yeah. got crazy on Micronesia.
Wowzer.
Yes. So, Parvati, you played on the first Fans versus Favorites. Are you excited for another Fans versus Favorites
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I'm stoked. I can't wait. And I'm hosting the Survivor After Show.
Yes.
So I get to talk about it and talk to the castaways that are voted out. And I'm really excited because there's 10 pretty awesome returning players that I know can really step up and shake things up. I'm excited to see Eric.
Yes.
Your old buddy.
Coming back for round two, Fans versus Fans.
But isn't that pretty amazing? He was a fan and now he's a favorite.
That's,
I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. And he, I'm sure, has learned his lesson from the last time.
Well, we'll find out.
He can't make the same mistake.
We'll see.
No way.
We'll see.
He had a fall from innocence.
Well, you're not there to help persuade him to do dirty things.
No, but
there are other boobs.
There are some hot ladies there. Corinne, mm-hmm. she's a hot little number.
And she's a firecracker.
Yeah. So, Parvati, how
Rob's
do,
on his phone again.
Yeah. How do we watch you on the Sprint Live After Show?
I think you just go to cbs.com and. Click on the after show.
And when do you guys...
Sorry, I don't really know. We film our
Bill
first...
Bill Posley knew.
Bilbo, I'm sure he
knew.
Did.
He knew.
Sure, he was very prepared. We film our first episode on Thursday, so it'll be after the show on Wednesday.
I feel like it's like Thursday. Thursday afternoons.
I really want to get the fans involved, so I want to have like people from Twitter, that are watching, fans of the show, send in. I don't know, like your craziest pictures and like why you want to be on Survivor, and maybe I'll have you come co-host with me one time.
Oh, that's pretty amazing.
Oh, you're giving away a co-hosting
maybe
job?
I want people to get really involved and excited. And I actually really want videos. So if you guys could make some videos, that would be awesome.
Okay. Well, I would send them to you on Twitter?
Yeah, and send them to me, and then, well, I'll give you an
You know
email
how creative. These fans are very creative. You're going to get some crazy videos.
Yeah, I want some cool videos about why you'd be a great co-host with me, and maybe you can come one day and co-host.
Now, Parvati, do you feel like being Miss Survivor 2012 led directly to you getting the gig hosting Survivor Live?
I think it had a lot to do with it, right?
It probably did. Yeah.
It definitely didn't hurt. It definitely helped to bump my popularity, my ratings online with the social media, with the fans. You have some serious fans here for Rob Has a Podcast.
We have some fans here.
Yeah. Oh, we.
Yes. Us. We're a community. We're a community, Parvati. All right. How about this? Let's take a question here from Mike Ramone. Wants to know. Hey, Rob, Sisterina, will RC go around the world for free to promote peace in RHAP?
My sash keeps falling off.
Yes. Well, RC, would you go around the world for free to promote Survivor peace?
I would love to.
Okay.
There you have it, folks.
There you have
the
it.
Answer is yes.
She would love to.
I would love to be the ambassador for Rob's podcast.
Around the world.
For free.
Yeah. But it would be better if they send you around the world for pay, right?
Well, and especially.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I would just like to be the ambassador for Rob Has a Podcast and for the Miss Survivor platform.
Okay.
Okay. Good answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Miker actually picked me up on Around the World for Free once.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
He gave me a ride. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. All right. So we've got a lot going on. Parvati, we're very excited for you to host these Survivor After Show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Did you feel like when you came to when you were interviewing Malcolm live on Rob as a Podcast in December, was that a stepping stone for you? Did you feel like after that happened, you're like,
that
well,
you
I can do this.
Malcolm was my gateway drug.
Yes,
he was.
That just wet your palate.
Yes.
Titillated.
Is that what we're calling that? That's what I'm saying. Okay. Well, one last question.
Are there kids watching this?
No, it's late. It's late. One last question before we get to the results. Parvati, you famously on the original Fans versus Favorites, you were somebody that you, what'd you come in, seventh the first time?
Six.
Okay,
Rob.
Six. Sorry, don't want to take that away from you. So you came in sixth, but then between game number one and game number two, your gameplay had a quantum leap. Was that fair to say?
Well, it's science.
It's science.
Simple science.
So of these people that are back this season, who do you think is able? We've talked about this a lot in our previews. Who's going to be the Parvati 2.0? Which of these players that is coming back has the best chance to recreate what you did on Fans versus Favorites and go from somebody who was, you know, in the mix but not in the final couple to winning the game?
Especially because every girl basically compares themselves to you.
Yes.
Right. Well, with that, I would have to say Corinne. I think that Corinne might have a very strong shot.
Now, do you know Corinne at all?
I don't know her too well, no. I've met her a few times, and I mean, we're acquaintances. But as far as her having what it takes to play dirty, I think that she does.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I'm not sure she will be as good at is the kind of social graces and the charm that Kim just showed us and just displayed. Corinne doesn't really have much of a filter. So maybe that might bite her in the end. But I really am pulling for Eric.
Yeah. He's your buddy.
I am. I'm pulling for Eric.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see what happens. Do you think Eric make the, from what you know of Eric, could he make the jump and play, could we talk about a Reichenbach 2.0 game?
I think so. I think Eric was a huge fan of the show before it got going. So having the experience that he had playing the game, which I don't think was too pleasant in the end for him, he has had enough time and
the wounds have healed
to learn from that and to have healed the wounds and patched things up with his own pride. And now I think he can work with what he's learned.
And he's back for vengeance.
Yeah, to get after
it. Yeah.
Okay. We'll see.
Get after it, Eric.
Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, don't miss the 90-minute premiere. Are you ready for this?
Your 90 minutes.
First day on the job on Survivor Live, and you are ready for a 90-minute premiere, Parvati? Are you ready?
Oh, boy. Hold on to your tundra gear.
Hold on to your butt cheeks.
All right. So, Kurt. All right, let's get back into this. And let me just say, RC is very brave. Either very brave or very confident. Because,
I thought RC would be wearing a bikini.
But that was the debate.
Oh, wait, is she muted? Did RC mute herself?
RC, unmute yourself.
She's muted. She's good on my end.
Well.
Are we having technical difficulties?
She's talking and.
Her mouth was moving.
Her mouth is moving. Hey, we'll have to lip dub what RC is saying, Parvati.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
She says she's confident in her campaign.
If you want me to wear the bikini, I will.
Yes. I will go get the bikini if needed.
If needed.
Yes.
She would even take her top off.
Yes.
RC, would you take your top off for Mardi Gras?
It is Fat Tuesday.
Show me yours.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Looks like
if
she's
you
saying,
show
yes.
us yours, Nicole will show you.
All right. Let's take it easy. Let's take it easy, Parvati.
Just kidding.
Rob will show you his.
Parvati, do you have anything in your last minutes as the reigning Miss Survivor? Do you have anything you want to say to people?
Guys, I just want to get to this vote. I want to get to the reveal.
She almost dropped the F bomb. She's like, I want to get to this effing vote.
All right.
Hey, kids.
Kurt, can we hear you?
I'm hoping you can.
Yes, we can.
The vacuum cleaner just turned off, actually.
Yeah, codename the cleaner.
Well,
yes. Okay. Kurt?
Codename the cleaner.
Take it away, sir.
Okay, we're down to the top two, strangely, again.
Wait, we're going to find out now?
You want to string it out a little bit?
I'm not prepared for this.
Oh, my God, Nicole, get it together.
I could string it. Again, it's a female.
Back up, Nicole.
Yes.
Not
And, you know, whether we reveal second or first place, obviously, it's going to reveal who the final two are.
All right, so let's see if we can get RC, can you talk yet?
Nauseous. I'm very nervous.
I want to hear what RC has to say.
RC,
before
what
we
happened?
Get there, why? I want to hear.
Do you know
what
sign language, RC? Do you know
yes.
sign language?
Rob, what did you do here?
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything to her. No, you're going to mess around with the buttons, Parvati.
I'm not the technical whiz here.
You're going to get in trouble, Parvati. Oh, she's gone.
Yeah, she's gone.
No!
I think she bounced out and then she's going to come back.
Okay.
Here, let's take a question.
Good idea.
Okay. This is from Tanner Herzog wants to know, is RC prepared to wear the bikini again tonight if she wins? So basically, the same question that we were asking.
I believe she said yes.
So maybe she left to go put the bikini on.
Everybody wants to know.
everybody wants to know. By the way, Chelsea Meisner is also watching tonight. She texted me earlier. She's having some internet issues, but she is watching on her phone.
Okay, good.
And you know, she will call us if she needs to.
She'll send us a text.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. So should we give it a couple seconds, wait for RC to come back?
We need to get RC's reaction.
Yes. One way or another. Let's take a few more tweets.
You guys did not draw it out like this when I won. You didn't. You just
were
like,
you even watching?
Here's your crown. Here's your sash.
Do you like it that we're dragging it out or no?
It's really,
are you like,
we had confetti when you won.
You did have confetti.
We had confetti.
It was a party.
Yes.
Do we want confetti? Do you want me to get confetti?
I want some champagne.
We just throw Reyes.
throw the dog?
Yeah, dog fetty.
Okay, here, let's take some questions.
A question from Twitter.
Yes. Okay, here we go. This is... Yeah.
We're still working at the kinks here.
Yes. Tanner Herzog. Parvati Shallow is going to do a great job with the after show. I'm so excited for the next season and the drama that comes with it.
Tanner, I'm excited for you to be watching. That's not really a question.
Yes.
It's a statement.
Okay. This is from Salmonic says announced the winner already. I can't watch RHAP past 11 and the suspense is killing me.
Is it past his bedtime?
Miss Survivor. PS love you, Parv.
So love you, babe.
So some people are up against their bedtime apparently.
Yeah, we're going to have to reveal this winner.
It's a school night.
I also had I thought I just had a tweet from Troyzan as well.
Yeah, I just saw that come up on the screen.
Yes, which I saw. So Troyzan has also weighed in on this. As you know, very invested in the One World ladies. He says,
who isn't?
I'm more than prepared to shoot either one of these hot survivor chicas, # taters.
Ooh,
wait, shoot them?
He's no, a with a camera.
Okay. Not with a gun. We don't okay. We don't allow that here.
Yes. Okay. All right. So I don't know if
you never know with Survivor. People shoot bows and arrows.
We don't know if RC is coming back or not. So Kurt, the show must go on.
Let's do this.
We've got two lovely ladies left, and just to give you an idea of the breakdown in the votes between first place and second place. We had coming in second place.
Kurt, second get place it together. Got Seriously. Get it together. Come on, Kurt.
Look, it's all those drinks.
Inspire confidence. The
second place person got about a third of the votes, 33%.
Okay.
That means the first place person got just under half of the votes with 47% of the votes.
Wow.
So it's okay. a big difference.
Big margin.
I'm so nervous for this.
47% versus 33% versus 20%. Almost exactly like a 13% difference between each place. Coming in, might as well just jump right up to number one with 47% of the vote. RC.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Well, I wish she's not even
here. She can't even be here. She can't even be here to accept the title. But we will serenade her anyway.
You are the champion, Aussie.
Here's to you, Miss Survivor. You had 47% of the vote.
Wow, and you're such a good singer.
Yes, thank you. Thank
Is that
you.
Why you married him?
That's exactly why.
And we watch MacGyver to you. You had a baseball player and Russell endorse you.
And you have big boobs.
And you wore a bikini.
and she's gonna go around the world spreading survivor cheer.
The ambassador.
Yes. 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 Congratulations to RC St. Amour, the Miss Survivor 2013. Wow.
This is a moment.
I don't think
a
moment
I wish to we remember.
I know, or at least the dog to throw.
Yes. Yes. Oh.
Oh, Beth, wow.
Is she here?
We have the winner.
Is she here?
We have the winner.
Here she is. You're the winner of Miss Survivor 2013, RC.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I just got the texts and the calls. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
RC, what happened? Did you get nervous that you weren't going to win and chickened out at the last second?
Did you have to take a pee break?
No, I thought if I closed and reopened it, then it would work in 2 seconds, but it took a little longer than I thought.
Well, it was well-timed. We got to have a celebration for you and sing a song.
And we sang a song. Did you at least hear it?
No, do it again.
It was impromptu.
We can't reenact that.
You have to watch it in the archives. Yeah. In the archives. So RC... Well, yes, go ahead. I have
a list of supporters that I have to thank.
Yes, go ahead.
Ooh la la.
First and foremost, I have to thank my campaign manager, Timbal Master, who a couple months ago was like, you have to win Miss Survivor. So thank you, Timbal Master, who spearheaded this whole campaign.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
Yes, well, great job, Tim Lamaster. Now, will Tim's services be in high demand for next year for the Miss Survivor candidates of 2014?
Can he make some money off of this?
He ran a very effective campaign, so I feel like people should be running after him for next year.
Is Tim Lamaster the Karl Rove of Miss Survivor?
That's aggressive.
I mean, could be. This is only the second year and he did a very effective job. But I think also maybe the Karl Rove is also Russell Hans, who now put his support behind Poverty and myself. Undisputed.
Yes.
Russell, he's a very
Russell
loyal
is
fan.
Two for two on supporting the winners of Miss Survivor.
Russell knows winners.
Yes.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah.
Now to also thank my campaign staff, my speechwriter Tom, and my chief of staff Renee Hanera, who's also a big Rob Has a Podcast fan.
She had a speechwriter.
Wowzer, I didn't realize it took that much staff.
Yes.
Everyone wants to be on Team RC.
Apparently.
Not everybody, but
well, now they all can.
Yes. Okay.
And then there was lots of delegates, state delegates, international delegates, and I'll thank everybody on my Facebook page afterwards.
Is anybody working for the president, or are they all with you?
So the RC, that it's unquestioned, had the best organization for Miss Survivor 2013.
Yes.
She, you know, I don't think it's unfair to say maybe she wanted it the most, and she went out there and got it.
I think that's definitely fair to say.
Lesson learned.
Chelsea set up our high on Friday night with all of her celebrity fans. So I had to get on the phone, call my Olympians, Rowdy Gaines, Olympic swimmer. Then I had to call Ian Stewart from the Chicago Cubs. Thank you so much for your support as well.
That was the guy.
We thought it was Babe Ruth.
Yeah,
sorry.
Very well.
Like, it wasn't Sammy Sosa. I knew that much.
Yeah. Kurt, tell us the story of the vote. Were you following it the whole way through? Did RC just get out of the gate the fastest and maintain a lead over the other two?
No, actually, I think it was pretty clear early on that it was between Chelsea and RC. I think Kim's lack of active campaigning did impact her. Thursday, it was, you know, Chelsea was in the lead. It was pretty neck and neck, but like round about Friday evening. You know, RC pulled ahead. And also, just to give some perspective, I don't think I'm kind of talking out of school here, back in the first round of the voting, if we want to talk, is it safe to talk about the placement for second and third?
Yeah.
At that point?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Kim came in first place, second place was RC, third place was Chelsea. But that last weekend of voting, remember, voting was open from like Monday or Tuesday evening through Sunday. That last weekend of voting, first place was exchanging back and forth between RC and Kim, even in the first round. Okay. So there was strong support from RC, even from the very beginning. I think Kim's lack of campaigning impacted her, pushed her down to third place potentially, and Chelsea's sudden burst in campaigning and I think, you know, and her performance in debates boosted her up. But I think RC kept her momentum going from the first round through the second round.
Right. So a lot of people are happy, but it's, you know, it's a majority, but some people are upset. Let me see. This is from Jimmy James. He says
77.
Yeah, 77. I'm never watching RHAP again until tomorrow night.
Oh,
so
Jimmy, we'll see you tomorrow.
He's very upset.
Such a drama
about the whole thing.
So dramatic.
Yeah, it's very, very upset. Let's get some more reactions.
Well, it's the girl who put the most effort into her campaign. It sounds like she had a lot of support.
Yes.
Yes.
You can't lose steam on something like this.
Yes. Okay, this is from...
It is true.
Leonardo Gomez, he says, it's now obligatory that Miss Survivor has to strip down to her bikini. I think I think this should henceforward be a role in the Miss Survivor competition.
What are your thoughts, RC?
Yeah, what do you think, RC?
Add a new category. It's not like we wore our bikinis on Survivor. So, you know, I think it would add a little more fun to the competition.
RC was taking off...
And most of our listeners are pervs.
Yes. Was taking off your top what put you over the top?
I mean, I think I have a lot of fans who like me for some reasons and a lot of fans who like me for my personality. I would like to think that
it's either your brains or your boobs.
Right, exactly. I'd like to think that my brains overtake the rest, but listen, I'm happy to get votes either way.
Yes.
Somehow you can get them, sister.
Yeah.
RC, was this redemption for Survivor Philippines for you?
Definitely. I had a really tough time in Survivor Philippines. In case you missed my story arc, I was first jury member, so to get so much support from my fans and for them to turn out in the kind of numbers that they did for Miss Survivor when it meant so much to me really means the world. They really came out, and I think it's undisputed how much love that I get from the masses, really. So right. Thank you so much.
It is quite an accomplishment.
Speaking of the masses,
this is a poverty likes
support.
This one. This is, I clicked the wrong one. We'll just read this one. Brian Popola says, I mean, Kim invented the basketball, for goodness sake. How did she not grab the sports vote? I don't even know what that means. Ryan Popola, that one was a reach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, the one I like.
Yes. We get too many comments. Slide down the screen.
Do you remember what it said?
Yes.
It was funny.
It'll eventually pop up.
There it is. Yeah.
KH Dog says, at Russell Hance got his entire family to vote for RC, which makes up about 47% of Miss Survivor voters.
It is so, true. Yeah, it is one. True.
I thought that was very clever.
Very clever. All right. So, RC, you just won Miss Survivor. What are you going to do Woo! Next?
Go to bed.
Oh, Miss Survivor has to be exciting.
Yes.
What's your first order of business? Impress us.
Go to Disney World, right? Isn't that what they always say?
No.
In the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And okay. The Price is Right or something.
All right.
Well, I think we should put our heads together and come up with a good twosome that we would like to see in Survivor Peace, which was my platform, and see if we cannot get them on the Rob Has a Podcast.
Okay. Sounds good.
How about we give a Survivor brawl?
You want to fight?
I want another fight. Like
Survivor beatdown.
Survivor beatdown.
Parvi, will you take RC under your wing now?
RC, I'll take you under my wing. I think that we need just a little time together.
Yeah, I would love that.
To just get you headed in the right direction. But then, baby girl, I'm going to just push you right out of the nest, so you better be prepared.
I would like that both the only Miss Survivors have been brunettes.
Yeah, that's true.
Blonde has ever won Miss Survivor. Who will be the blonde Jackie Robinson of Miss Survivor?
Eric Reichenbach. To break
the hair color barrier.
He's got great hair.
All right, well, RC,
it is very dreamy.
Yes, thank you so much, RC.
And thank you. I can't wait to get my sash in. I promise to take lots of pictures and fist them.
Yes, well, a long time ago, I promised you a tundra hat. Well,
did you say fist them?
There's no whispering on the podcast. There's no whispering. Yes, so I promised you a tundra hat way back when, so you will finally get a tundra hat courtesy of Rob as a Podcast.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And there's rhinestones on it.
Yes, yes.
I put my blood, sweat, and tears into that tundra hat.
But they're not blood diamonds.
Yes. Also, by the way, do you know about the 8x10 of sash that you'll also be getting?
This might be the prize possessed.
Yes.
No, and he's a New Yorker, so I should get him to sign it. And I'll put it in.
May or may not have licked it, just saying.
I won't tell you which side.
In an inappropriate area.
Yes. All right. Thank you, RC.
Thank you. Thanks for having this contest.
Yes, congratulations.
Congratulations. Yes. May you wear the sash well.
Well done.
Both sash and the other sash.
Yes.
Multiple sashes.
All right. Take care.
Show us your wave.
Yes.
Show us your wave.
Survivor.
There she is.
She just won. She's on fire.
That's what they sing in the pageant world. Yes. They always sing that fire song.
That's very good.
Oh, I just made that up.
You're very good.
The
good
girls
job,
are
Nicole.
Always on fire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really hot.
Yes.
You have to be hot to be Miss Survivor.
Super hot.
All right. And now let's thank this guy right here. Kurt Clark.
Kurt.
Put up with a lot of late nights. He's resorted to drinking.
I think he's now having an affair with his cleaning lady.
The stress of Miss Survivor has been getting to him over the last couple months.
Kurt, where are your hands?
Kurt, are you?
Right here. But Imelda is right out there, and she is
and
waiting.
She's Imelda.
I
she
love
is
her
waiting.
Name. It's like a telenovela.
This is probably what Eric Reichenbach felt like right before he gave the immunity necklace away. Nicole's like the new Natalie Bolton.
There you go.
Ooh, la, la.
Well, this sash doesn't belong to me anymore.
Yeah.
Kurt,
maybe you could
you.
Talk RC into giving it to you like Eric Reichenbach with the necklace.
I probably could. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Kurt, thank you so much. We really appreciated all of your hard work. Fantastic job on Miss Survivor, sir.
Oh, thank you for giving me the opportunity and look forward to the next opportunity I have to count things for you.
Thank you for being such a good counter.
Count Clark.
Don't get him started.
Have you considered Have you considered wearing a cape, Kurt?
He just flipped his collar.
Popping his collar like
Kurt, that is very attractive.
Ooh, the cleaning lady will love it.
You should do that for Imelda more often.
I couldn't remember her name.
What, you guys knew the name of the cleaning lady?
Said it before. Oh, okay. She's waiting.
Good job. All right, Kurt, thanks so much for all your help on Miss Survivor as well.
No, my pleasure. Take it easy, guys.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Kurt.
Right.
Yes. So that's going to do it. That's it for Miss Survivor 20. Now we close the book on Miss Survivor.
I think we should have another Miss Survivor.
But you're having fun?
Yes, it's just got fun.
We're closing the book on Miss Survivor, and that is the official. We're also officially closing the book on the Survivor off-season because tomorrow night We're back, baby.
We're back, baby. We're
do
back.
We ever really have an off season?
There was no off season.
There's no off season. Let's keep it
real. There was no off
what
season.
What do you do in the off season?
This was the off season. I was doing like 5 podcasts a week.
Oh, that's not
I wake up, he's podcasting. I go to sleep, he's podcasting. We're sleeping, he's still podcasting.
We have a problem.
We have a problem?
It's time for an intervention.
Dr. Yeah. Drew? Well, podcast intervention.
Look, you know, a lot of husbands out there go out there and they're drinking and gambling and doing God knows what. At least you know where I am all the time.
That is true.
At least you know, like, oh, where's my husband? Oh, he's in the other room talking to people
he's
on the internet.
He's talking to himself again.
making shows.
He's counting talking to things. His fake friends.
Putting lights up on the ceiling.
isn't this
great? This studio is pretty legit. It's very serious.
This is the real deal here. And this guy right here is pretty awesome. He put this entire thing together.
Oh, come on.
No, everybody should thank Rob for all that he does with the podcast and with the show. He does an amazing job.
I thank you, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you both very much. Appreciate that. Yes. And I'm very lucky to be married to somebody like Nicole, who most reasonable women would have said a long time ago, all right, enough. Enough of this.
Thankfully,
we're not spending another dollar on you don't need a new computer. You don't need
6 microphones.
Yeah, you don't need new microphones or anything like that.
I'm digging these microphones.
I'm gonna walk around with this whole thing.
Maybe
later.
On Survivor Live, this is what you could do.
Maybe.
They'll probably have a fancy microphone. They'll probably have just like one that'll be like
I do. I have to say, you two are just a joy.
Oh,
and
thank
an inspiration.
Such a love
to
fest
all.
At Miss Survivor.
Let's all hug.
You are. Yeah. I mean, a beautiful couple.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, this has been a lot of fun.
I'm kind of getting emotional, guys.
Oh, let's hug it out.
I'm not going to lie.
Well, you were such a great Miss Survivor.
I thought it was going to be no big deal, just giving up my crown. But now I'm like, oh, I'm touched.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm touched and grateful for all the support of the fans for last year. It's been a wild year. And I just hope that RC can... You know,
following your footsteps.
I hope she knows what it really means to be Miss Survivor.
All it means is just embrace this experience and communicate with the fans, which it seems that she does a good job at.
Yeah, she does that.
And just be there for everyone. Especially you two.
Yeah.
She's going to have to be here for the next.
And you have to kiss our butts. Sorry.
Well, yeah. she's on the East Coast. So yeah. we'll...
Rob's butt is a little hairy.
How did you know? What are you telling her, Nicole?
Word on the street. I haven't seen
we
it.
Can see your chest hair.
Oh, guessing?
Yes.
Guessing? Okay. All right, well,
he's secretly a ginger.
That's fair. All right. You can
watch. Ginger.
If you want more Parvati, you can watch her every Thursday at cbs.com. Do you guys have a special link for the Sprint After show yet?
You know what? I'm not sure about that.
I'll text
Rob.
Bill Posley and I'll see what it is.
Search Survivor After Show and you'll find it.
I'm sure it's on CBS.com.
CBS.com. Yeah. Hashtag Survivor After
yes.
Show.
Yes. Okay.
Just look on my Twitter.
Yes. Follow.
We'll tweet you the link.
And follow at Parvati Shallow on Twitter. It's going to be a lot of fun to follow the show
time.
All season mm-hmm. long.
Yeah. Right.
And we're looking forward to it.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and thanks to everybody who voted. We had over 6,600 legitimate ballots, not to mention all the people that were sitting there trying to cheat all the time.
It's
which
not really
we even,
cheating. It's being enthusiastic about your
enthusiastic.
Favorite Survivor
so, thank you guys.
Woman
I mean,
with boobs.
Really, I mean, to think, you know, that we have this contest and we have thousands and thousands of people voting on it. It's really
the cheaters make it fun.
That's my motto.
Oh, you better. I'll cut your wiener off.
And mail it to Kurt.
Yes. Mail it to Kurt. All right.
Hands up.
Yeah. And also, thanks to everybody who has been using our link for Amazon.com, whether they've been buying Valentine's Day gifts or saying they're buying Valentine's Day gifts, but really buying stuff for themselves. We always appreciate it when you shop at robisawebsite.com/Amazon.
What did you guys get each other for Valentine's Day?
Well, that's a party.
That's private.
We'll tell you Friday.
What are the big plans?
We're going to the Outback.
No.
And I'm not
That's
joking.
A fancy day.
That we talked about that. That was just one of the things we talked about. That's not official.
You think we'll beat the crowds.
They don't take reservations there, so we can't.
Early
nothing,
bird special?
Nothing locked up.
Yes, we're an old married couple.
All right.
That's a podcast.
This isn't turning into another podcast. All right. Survivor, tomorrow night, you can watch it live. We'll have the chat room going, the whole show for the East Coast and the West Coast. Survivor Know-It-Alls with Stephen Fishback live at 9:45. 5 p.m. Eastern.
How many people are doing this?
What do you mean?
I don't feel very special doing this after show. Everybody's got one.
Well, no, I mean Steven is on. I do a show with Steven.
Are you guys gonna come be on my show?
I will, but Steven's in New York.
Steven, Fly in.
If you guys fly him out here, I'm sure he would love to do it.
Maybe he'll plan a trip.
Yeah.
It's sunny and warm.
And he's not gonna be in the studio. He's gonna be
Kurt Clark.
Yeah, he's gonna be like Kurt Clark.
Got it. I'm on board, guys.
Yeah. So Steven and I will be here with you live at 9:45 on tomorrow night. And then we'll talk, and then we'll also talk to the first person kicked off of the show. Who do you think it's gonna be? You have a pick?
Is it a fan or a favorite?
I think it's going to have to be a fan.
Definitely a fan.
Definitely
sure.
A fan. Yes.
Yeah, no chance for these fans, right?
No chance for the fans.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So
10 favorites you're playing against? No.
Yeah. All right, we'll see what happens. Have a great night, everybody. Thanks so much to everybody who watched us live in the chat room. We appreciated all your chats, and have a great night, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Get some rest.